The SA government has announced they plan to remove a 16-year ban on genetically modified crops this December. This has seen the Australian cotton industry set their sights on the state as a potential cotton production region. Professor Mike Young is Professor of Water and Environmental Policy at the University of Adelaide. He spoke with The Wire's Malvika Hemanth about whether cotton plants will affect water resources in the state.
The type of crop that's grown doesn't matter. Market forces determine which crops grow. The critical thing, though, to understand is that cotton is an annual crop and hence it's only grown in years when there's a lot of water around. So it's an on-off crop. And that plays a very, very important role. In fact, the thriving wine, grape, almond and citrus industry in Australia often has to thank the cotton industry and the dairy industry, because in times of low flows, such as we have now, those are the crops that are not grown, and the water that was going to be used flows through and is used by South Australia's current industries.
Cotton Australia says there would be no extra pressures placed on the struggling basin system if the cotton industry moved into SA, because the amount of irrigation water coming out of the river would not change. What do you make of this statement?
I think that's correct, that there is certainly in South Australia, a rigorous enforcement system, and all water use in South Australia's Murray-Darling is metered. And as water is taken out, it has to be lifted largely up onto, actually above the cliffs, and is pumped out under high pressure. I'd be staggered if cotton can outcompete the crops that are currently grown in South Australia, and to see farmers in South Australia who currently grow almonds, citrus and crops like that would move to cotton just because the economics are not there. I'd be very surprised if somebody would decide to build a cotton gin in New South Wales. The more likely outcome is, in fact, and that's already happened, that water from South Australia, if cotton was going to be the fantastic crop of the future, would have already been trading from South Australia through into the Murrumbidgee and Murray system in New South Wales, where cotton's already been grown. But that's not the direction of water trade at the moment. There might be somebody silly enough to have a go to see if they could do it, but I'd be surprised if it turns out to be more viable than the crops that are already grown here.
Should the SA government be focusing on other environmental issues, such as potential long-term dry periods in the Murray-Darling Basin, rather than introducing cotton?
Very much so. They should leave choice of crops to market forces and focus very much on trying to improve the basin plan, make sure that the water accounting systems are right, making sure that minimum flow rules are properly specified, and making sure that South Australia, and in fact the entire Murray-Darling Basin, is characterised by excellence in water management. It's critically important that we get the detail of our water allocation systems to be the very, very best in the world, in fact to be state-of-the-art, and that's what matters. Talking about cotton, to me, is a firstly, it's a side issue. What matters in terms of water management is getting the management right and leaving farmers to work out which crops they grow.
So do you think this might place further strain on Australian farmers?
No, not at all. Just all part of the adjustment process. The unfortunate thing of being in farming is that farming is much about managing change as being a good manager, and South Australian farmers are brilliant at changing with the times, but I don't see cotton coming into South Australia as one of the changes they need to worry about. But I would be very worried about making sure that the water that we have available to us is managed with excellence.
Professor Mike Young, Professor of Water and Environmental Policy at the University of Adelaide, speaking with The Wire's Malvika Hemanth.